Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And today in East Boston, the great reveal.
Where else would you put a luxury entertainment facility but a place that's played host to everyone from the Beatles to a knobby, neat cult named Seabiscuit? A landmark institution with over 77 years of great gaming experience, thrills, and memories.
Where else but Suffolk Downs?
And the music swells and the aerial camera swoops over a glittering racetrack and casino, and that's just the introductory video that unveils specific plans for a proposed resort-style casino in East Boston. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch was at the Suffolk Downs press conference today and joins us now. Hi there, Kurt.
Hi, glad to be here.
So what exactly is Suffolk Downs proposing? What's it going to look like?
Well, it's not that much different from the existing racetrack and grandstands there that are already there if you've ever been out there. What they're doing is taking some of the parking area in front of where the clubhouse entrance is now to that, and they're going to put a 7-story, 300-room hotel there. They are going to replace the grandstands for the racetrack. They're going to build a parking garage. They're going to keep the barns that are out there for all the horses. So essentially, they're plopping a casino and hotel and retail shops kind of in front of the racetrack out at Suffolk Downs. And Boston architect David Manfredi, he's with the firm Elkis Manfredi, he sort of unveiled the concept today.
We envision an urban oasis, a mecca of entertainment, of hospitality, of gaming, restaurants, shops. It is that mix that will make it very special and that will make it very urban.
And by the way, if people want to take a look at it, you brought some pictures back, and they are available, these plans, images of them, at WBUR.org right now. Kurt, we should also note that these are just proposals, that Suffolk Downs hasn't yet secured that coveted casino license that the state would be giving out. Given that, what was the general tone of the event today?
Well, there were a lot of supporters there. It was a little bit of a love fest, I think, because there were people who had interest in this, businesses around East Boston. There were the Horsemen's Association folks who were also there. They were really interested to see whether or not the casino would really infringe upon their operation that they want to see keep going. Besides trotting out all the Boston firms that, you know, are supposed to be doing the work on the casino as it's being built, they also trotted out the horses. So there were horses running down the straightaway as they held this press conference.
But of course, because Suffolk Downs still really has to sort of sell this to East Boston as well. So to a certain degree, this was also a campaign event.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the same way that you kind of get the sense at campaign events, whether or not a campaign has got its stuff together and can put on a show, I think they did put on a good show today. And they do want to win a license. They also need to get the approval of East Boston residents to vote yes, possibly the entire city. So they're very, very aware of that, and that's why they made such a big deal about bringing out the local firms that would be doing the work, talking about the 4,000 permanent jobs that would be there, talking about the 2,500 construction jobs. There were union tradesmen there who applauded when they heard that number. And I asked the head of Caesars Entertainment, Gary Loveman, that's the entertainment company that's partnering with Suffolk Downs to build this casino resort there. And I asked him why he chose to partner with Suffolk Downs, knowing that it's kind of limiting. You know, you can't just build a great big thing that looks like you're in an episode of The X-Files, you know, illuminated that you can see from miles away. They had to sort of make room there around the racetrack. So I asked him, why partner, even though it was kind of a limiting concept?
Most important thing to consider when you're building a facility like this, a gaming facility, is that you want to be where you're wanted. And I think the debate in this state recently has shown that trying to go where perhaps you're less than welcome is not a great way to proceed.
And briefly, Kurt, what potential complications did you actually see in today's plan?
Well, the same things that Gary Loveman was just hinting at was the Foxborough rejection. And one of the big objections down there was traffic along Route 1. Well, Suffolk Downs is there along Route 1A. It's going to bring in a lot of traffic, a lot of people who are leaving probably at the end of the afternoon, the same time rush hour goes by there. And so one of the big, you know, complications is just being able to mitigate the traffic there so that residents feel like they can actually vote yes to it. Suffolk Downs is promising $40 million in infrastructure improvements to do that.
WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nikisch, thank you so much.
You got it.